You're listening to Devotion by Design, a podcast series exploring the National Gallery's exhibition on Italian altarpieces from the late Middle Ages. Join Father Christopher Whitehead, the Clifton Diocese Director of Adult Education and Evangelization, in conversation with Jesuit priest Dr. James Hanvey, an expert in art and culture.
We're in room four, which is again at the heart of the exhibition, and the music you can hear in the background is part of the attempt that they're making to put these altarpieces in context. So the room is set that way, and we're just in front of this Signorelli, and it's a depiction of the circumcision. And we're sitting in front of it, in fact, because what they've also done is they've also put some pews in here. So you have a sense of being in a church. And if you ever come to look at this, then I'd also say, spend time in this room, because there are some wonderful pieces around that are set out as if they're side altars or side chapels. But if we just look at this Signorelli, it's the Feast of the Circumcision, it's the giving of the name of Jesus. And what he's done is he has so positioned it for the altar. The altar is obviously the center. That's where the great drama and sacrifice of the Mass takes place. But we're also, because of the way in his architecture and his design brings out the floor, and it's beautifully designed to just fit the altar, we are actually in the presence of Christ, not just on the altar, but in the presence of this moment of his name-giving and his circumcision. And the theological significance of that, of course, is that it's really demonstrating to us that Christ is truly incarnate. He's not a myth, he's not a fantasy, he's not a fiction, he's a real person. He's part of a real family, and he's part of a real people. And this is the beginning, in a sense, of salvation history, where Christ is circumcised, takes on the covenant that God makes with his people of Israel. Christ becomes fully a member of the people of Israel as the one who not only inherits the covenant, but also fulfills it. And then, of course, the significance of the giving of the name, Emmanuel, God with us. So here we have a very powerful sense of not only being in the presence of Christ, but also of being in the presence of God's whole promise fulfilled to us. Just around are some very interesting characters that are drawn. There's Mary and Joseph, Mary holding the baby. There's Joseph looking on, again inviting us through their gestures of reverence and prayer. But then there is the figure of Simeon just behind Mary, and his hands are raised in praise. That wonderful song of Simeon, which is the song of liberation, the song that God has finally fulfilled his promises, and we don't need to worry about the future. We are all free in history.
You know, you look at the difference, you know, you picked out the character of Simeon, and I'm conscious of the colour of his skin and how sort of grey and almost lifeless he is, and the contrast that with the colour of the flesh of Our Lady and the child, which seems to be so rich and full of life. I also am conscious that it is a painting that speaks of hope, because I can see, and I'm presuming, that they're prophets in those little roundels painted on the wall either side of the archway.
Yes, it's the prophet and also Sibyl. So it's the pagan world and the Jewish world brought together in the fulfilment of the prophecy of Christ.
It sort of reminds me of, and I wonder whether, you know, people like Michelangelo then had sort of taken, because he uses those images in the Sistine Chapel. But again, you have that image of hope, and they're looking on. They're looking on to what is going, even their paintings on the wall, they're drawn into what is happening right before their eyes, that this is hope before us. This is, as you say, James, this is Emmanuel, God very
and
much
I think
with us.
Again, Signorelli, through the cleverness, if you look at the floor is set out as if it's tiled, but the cleverness of the lines move us to the center of salvation history, so that we are participating in this moment. I think it achieves its effect with an extraordinary cleverness and drama and art, I think.
Our Devotion by Design podcasts are a joint production between the Clifton Diocese and the Catholic Communications Network. Find out more about the Catholic Church in the West of England at the award-winning cliftondiocese.com, and you can find out more about the work of the Church in England and Wales at catholicchurch.org.uk. Our sincere thanks go to the National Gallery for their help in making this series. You can find out more about their collection and the Devotion by Design exhibition at the excellent nationalgallery.org.uk.